This is a rehearsal on the 21st of April for the interview with Professor Lord Darthy on the 23rd of April, Paul Thomas recording. I am here with Professor Lord Darthy in Richmond House, London, to ask him about his vision for primary care in London. He authored the government document Healthcare for London, a Framework for Action. Lord Darthy, first let me ask a bit about you. What experience have informed your thinking about a good healthcare system? And to what extent are these medical or non-medical systems? Does that include primary care, secondary care? What about multidisciplinary working? You want to enable integrated healthcare in which local practitioners and patients work together to improve health. What do you consider to be the main principles underpinning successful integration? And what about team working, shared leadership? What about focused attention to the vertical dimension of integration of care pathways compared with the horizontal integration of community effort for health and local participation? To what extent does that involve people buying into the system or creating a new system? You and Lord Wallace have emphasised the need to integrate health and social care, but practitioners in the two domains think differently about what health is and how to improve it. How do you see them coming together in a way that becomes more than the sum of the parts? Can this include whole system development approaches, cross-organisational shared leadership, trusted relationships developed through shared projects? What do you say to your critics who think that you're promoting top-down solutions without bottom-up solutions to balance them? For example, you advocate academic health science centres but not development units to broker local collaborations for quality. Let's talk about polyclinics. There's been a lot of debate about these. I know that you mean them to be multi-specialty centres, similar to a large health centre or community hospitals. They're intended to improve access to GP services and support better integration with other community-based services. How will they do this? Large centres often have the opposite effect. By having an impersonal feel, they often fragment teams. As you know, the Federated Polyclinic is the preferred option in London. This can enhance collaboration for development for shared care pathways. What is your view on this? Historically, nurses have often adopted a nurturing role for patients. What are your views about future nursing roles and how should the nursing voice be best heard in local policy? Okay, that's the end of the test.